Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
Yo, what up?
Is a fitter, happier you worth fighting for?
Want that well.
Well, getting stronger is hard work, but that doesn't mean it can't be fun. Fight Camp blurs the lines between fitness and gaming. If you are looking for one of the most exhilarating and effective forms of home fitness, then Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers that meet you on your time. Live punch stats motivate you to push harder and help you map out your progress. Knockout achievements or go head-to-head against other rivals from across the country or across the living room. Learn the basics and sharpen your skills over time through tailored paths. Now, Fight Camp has thousands of classes, and with new workouts added each week, you'll always find something new. Use filters to explore different workout styles, lengths, trainers, difficulty levels, and more. You'll never get bored. It's a full-body workout that combines boxing with plyometrics. It brings both boxing and plyometrics combined into a full-body workout, bringing the best of both cardio and strength training into one, giving you an intense full-body workout. We promise you'll be sore, very sore after this. And the full package of Fight Camp comes with the gear you need to start boxing from home, including a freestanding punching bag, boxing gloves, quick hand wraps, and smart punch trackers. And it takes up less space than you think. If you have enough room to do a push-up, you have enough room for Fight Camp. So join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home with Fight Camp. You can get started with Fight Camp for as low as $9 a month. Go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's fightcamp.com/KONNAN to learn more.
Did you already get yours, Joe?
It's on the way.
Yeah. So I already got mine, and it's great because it isn't like a conventional punching bag that hangs from the roof and then you hit it and it swings around or somebody has to hold it. It's like on a base. So you can just hit the punching bag and get a real good cardio exercise in. And the great part about this is if you only got 15 minutes, you do a 15-minute workout. If you want to go up to an hour, you get an hour workout. It's great, great, great cardio. It's great for toning your body. When I was doing the best shape I've ever been in my life, besides when I was in the military, and we didn't do any weights, was when I did training for UFC. And it was just mostly like ropes and, you know, hitting the punching bag. And, you know, like you can still get really good muscular development and tone, and especially conditioning, just from hitting that punching bag. And this is absolutely great. You can put it in your house, in your garage, and that way you don't have to go to the gym, pay gym fees, park, you know, you know what I'm saying? It's very, very convenient. I highly recommend it. Yeah.
Like Disco mentioned earlier, there's live training videos. You can filter it out and search for which type of workout you want to do if you're not sure, if you're inexperienced. Another cool thing is it'll keep all your records, so you can compete against yourself. You can compete against friends who have it. You can compete against your family at home. And a lot of people do that stuff. Keep track of your stats. Keep track of your progress.
I'm sure Disco will be getting his soon, and he's really big into conditioning, so he's going to love it. He, you know, it might be something to break the monotony of always doing the stationary bike or instead of, but I highly recommend this. Everything that we promote on this show, we use ourselves. So get fit, get in shape, get conditioned, fightcamp.com/Conan. Boom. I think I mentioned this the other day, but it is worth mentioning. So when I went to Ray's house, he was telling me about the Jeffrey Dahmer. I think you brought this up, but still. And I had seen that documentary. I didn't know that there was a series.
Yeah.
And so I watched the first episode at Ray's house, and I'm going to watch the rest this weekend. Did you already see it?
I haven't seen it. No. Dahmer, like I read and watch true crime stuff, but Dahmer just creeps me out.
Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. What's the topic this week, D.I.?
I want to talk about the social media outrage over the Tua situation. From it's basically been a story for like the past like 4 days, 5 days actually. So so on Sunday, okay, Tua took a hit, okay, and he fell backwards, and he landed on like the low small of his back, and then his head hit the ground. Okay, now his head didn't really hit the ground that hard. Okay, and it didn't really look that bad. Okay, like the thing. So Joe, you want to show this?
Okay,
I thought his head did hit the ground kind of hard, but go ahead.
We'll watch it again. All right, go ahead, show it.
Mm-hmm. Screen.
And obviously, make it bigger, Joe.
I know. I like to wait for you to say that so that they can pop on the Discord.
Are in trouble, 0-2. Tua Tagovailoa throwing off his back foot with the rush in his face there. Jalen Waddle makes the catch. Penalty flag comes in, and Tua Tagovailoa was roughed at the end of the release. The pass rusher came on top of him there, and Tagovailoa suffered some type of an injury on this play. We have Teddy Bridgewater in the game right now. Tagovailoa, oh boy, getting up. Oh my goodness.
Okay, all right. Awful sight. Did you watch that right there?
Watch the rest. Watch the rest. Okay. Now, watch. Wait, Joe.
Keep playing it, Joe.
Kim to the sideline immediately.
Oof.
Okay. Tagovailoa, in fact, going up the tunnel into the locker room. And Teddy Bridgewater.
There's one where he like collapses and they have to bring him up.
Well, that's what they just did. He just did collapse. Okay. Now, let me say this. Now, he goes into the tent. Okay, goes into the locker room, and the protocol, and this has been the NFLPA, they basically, you know, it's been collectively bargained. They have an independent neurologist that puts him through concussion protocol. Now, he comes back out, and everybody's kind of surprised when he came out to play, okay? And, you know, there wasn't really a lot of messaging coming from the sidelines during the game and stuff, but, you know, after the game, immediately, the NFLPA wants an immediate investigation why he was allowed to come back to play. Well, they said it's because he had, you know, he cleared concussion protocol, and it was a back problem that he had. Now, I'm going to say this, okay? Now, me, I'm definitely, absolutely in the camp of safety, you know. But my point being is like when he got up and I saw him kind of like collapse like that, and they later said it was a back issue. That absolutely could have been your type of body language you would have if your back hurts, because I've had that happen to me. when your back is hurting and it gives out, you kind of like collapse. You need somebody to help hold you up. Like back pain is no joke, mm-hmm. right? So I absolutely can see the possibility exists here. So let's say the possibility does exist that he cleared concussion protocol and it was not a concussion and that it was a back issue. Okay. Now, leading into this game, they were never saying he was in concussion protocol or anything, or like, you know, he was going to maybe be questionable because of a concussion. They were saying he had a back issue. Now, it's an independent neurologist that clears him.
And the team doctor. Two clearances.
Okay. So now we go to Thursday, and Chris DeWitzky's tweeting out, this is ridiculous for him to be playing. It was clearly a concussion. Like, everybody is assuming, based on that clip of what you saw, that he was concussed on Sunday. Okay? There was another play later in the game that somebody had sent to me, but I could, you know, I can't show you the clip. But he did a quarterback sneak, and he got, like, basically knocked over backwards, and when he was getting up, you could tell it looked like his back was hurt. Okay? That was later in the game after he came back in. So now let's fast forward. Chris DeWitzky's tweeting, basically, Joe, try to find Chris DeWitzky's tweets while we're talking about this, because he's basically saying this is crazy for him to be playing. There's already a social media outrage assuming that he was concussed, and there's a cover-up, okay, and he's being allowed to play.
Well, you have to admit, as I'm looking for this, D.I., you have to admit, A, the way his head hit the ground, of course, people are going to assume that, and B, there's been a history right. in the NFL of doctors who will do anything to get the players on the field. You know, so okay, suspicions are not necessarily unfounded.
I'm not saying they're not unfounded, okay, yeah. But this is my point. We have to assume that if he was cleared and it's like there's no, you know, that there's no evil stuff being going on here that forcing him to play. Bro, this is week four of a 17-week season, and Teddy Bridgewater's your backup. He's a competent backup. Okay, so they're definitely – I don't think the thing is here like that they're forcing him to play against his will and stuff, right? So now let's fast forward to last night. People said he shouldn't play, and now let's show the play that happened last night. Okay? Did you see this yet, Conan?
Of course, I saw the game.
Okay. Now, my point is, all right? All right. He's definitely messed up. He's got that thing with the fingers like the UFC fighters get when they get knocked out and their hands are all, you know, you're all in paralysis kind of, right? So watch the replays here. Okay, now watch this hit. Now, here's my point. That hit like that, boom. That would have knocked out anybody regardless if he had a concussion. If there's any previous concussion, whatever it is, that hit alone, and slamming your head like it was almost like whiplash, and boom, he slammed his head right in the mat. That would have knocked anybody out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now everybody's going crazy, though. Oh my God, they should be. If they wheel him off the field, is enough, Joe. That's plenty.
You know, they call that, just so you know, for whatever, it's called a fencing response when you right. do that with your hands.
Yeah. Well, probably seen it all the time. Anybody watches UFC, you've seen this happen repeatedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's like tweeting, oh my God, and you know, Chris Nowinski, there should be murder charges if something happens to him and stuff. Everybody's freaking out because everybody is under the assumption that he got concussed on Sunday. My take is, I'm gonna be devil's advocate here because when the Twitter mobs are usually on one side, they're usually not right. Okay. I'm gonna assume that he was cleared, he was not concussed on Sunday. That this standalone hit was enough to knock him silly and knock him out cold. They take him to the hospital, okay? And he goes to the hospital, and, like, they clear him from the hospital. They send him home on the plane. I heard he's joking with the coach and stuff. We haven't heard from him yet, but I'm like, there's still outrage. I'm like, okay, the guy sounds like he's going to be fine. He got concussed. He got knocked out. This has happened repeatedly times before in the NFL. But it's like, bro, the Twitter, the social media response is just like, people should be fired. The team should be fired. They should be kicked out. It's like everybody wants to punish. And like, can we just get the facts completely straight here first before we start becoming Twitter doctors and assumptions? You know, I'm going to wait and hear from Tua. And like, I just think everybody thinks this is a cover up. Who would be wanting to risk their jobs to cover this stuff up? This is a major scandal. If they're actually willing to do that, I don't think they're willing to do that. What's your take on it?
Well, the Dolphins are my team, bro, so it hits hard.
Right.
I just think that he probably shouldn't have been playing. The way he collapsed, I think it looked more like from a concussion than a back injury. Not saying it couldn't have been a back injury.
Right. I'm the same way. I think it looked like it could. It looked like a concussion.
Right.
But then I heard he got clear from concussion. They said it's a back injury, and like on second right. look, it could be a back injury. Is what I'm saying, right? Yeah.
Right. Right. So here's the thing. I am saying this is what I think happened. Di, I think that he went into the tent. Okay.
Or into the locker room.
Yeah, or the locker room or wherever. Yeah. Cause, but doesn't he go into the tent?
Well,
first?
If you're hurt, but if you're concussion protocol, you go to the locker room. Yeah.
So he went into the locker room. He told them what they wanted to hear. He's a starting quarterback. He's been heavily criticized for not living up to his potential. They're undefeated. He had a great game, you know, the week before and the week before that. You know, he didn't want to let everybody down, and he probably told the guys what they wanted to hear. I'm sure the you know, football players are just like wrestlers. They know how to work the doctors. You know, if you have a concussion, tell them this. And at the end of the day, most of these people all work for the NFL or the Dolphins. Whether you're an independent guy, you know, you have friendships within the organization. You're there every week, and you know, and Tua's telling you, "Hey, I'm cool. Don't worry about it. No, I don't feel dizzy. I don't feel this." And he probably, you know, went out there when he shouldn't have. And of course, the bad thing is maybe the second one had nothing to do with the first one, but just the fact that it happened so close together, 4 days, as a matter of fact, you got to think, well, did the second one maybe was residual effects from the first one? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm like you. We need to hear all the information. We need to hear from Tua. But right. I just think looking at the facts that I have, he did suffer a concussion. It was not a back injury. And that, you know, he told the doctor what they wanted to hear, and so they put him back out there.
Okay, here's my take on that. So my understanding, it's hard to look up like on a moment's notice, but it's my understanding that the concussion protocol is supposed to protect the player from himself.
Right.
Like, I found it very different. Like they have it. The protocol goes.
But if the player's lying,
can't lie.
Like, bro, I've been to the listen. I've been to the doctor enough times that I know that if I don't tell them that if I lie to them, they're not going to know because they don't know your body. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I can lie about stuff, you know. And so that's what I'm saying. What if Tua is not being honest because he wants to be in the game?
So
the doctor
now,
has no way of knowing.
Right. So this is where the outrage comes in. Is people are sitting there saying, based on exactly what you just said, you know the guy's going to want to play. You know he's probably going to lie. We should have been able to visually see enough that, like, hey, to protect this guy against himself, the way he was behaving after that first hit, we should keep him out. But
Disco,
the NFL,
how many times were you hurt in wrestling and you just went out there and you wrestled? You didn't even go to the trainer.
I never really got concussed.
Or if you went to the trainer, you were like, oh, it's not that bad because you don't want to lose your spot.
Right, exactly. Well, the times I was hurt, I still went out there and worked. I had a hurt back. I would tell the guy I'm working with, hey, bro, my back's messed. And then we were cool like that, right? So you wouldn't, you know. But my thing is that the NFL investigated this and are satisfied with the people that they interviewed that the concussion protocol testing was done correctly.
Right.
So now there's – but then that the whole outrage is coming because they said visually we should have seen what happened in the initial hit and that he was obviously concussed supposedly, but – you know, you got doctors saying that's not what we had diagnosed. You know, so it's like, bro, that's the whole thing. Until we hear from Tua, like, there's still not going to be complete transparency on this. And the NFLPA is basically saying we need to investigate this more and stuff. You know, it's like we're trying to protect our players. Like, yeah, but what if the players are working against protecting themselves? That's an issue. You know,
what if Tua goes out there and lies again? I mean, at the end of the day, they need to go in there and put them under some whatever testing they would have that would show that there's damage, you know.
Right. Well, he's in concussion protocol now.
Right.
Okay? So it's like, you know, obviously. But and what will be funny is I think the Dolphins are in a rock and a hard place here now is because no matter how soon he comes back, it's not going to be soon enough for the Twitter mob.
Right.
Like when he gets cleared in 2 to 3 weeks, okay, passes all the tests. They're going to sit there and say, well, he obviously lied in the first. How do we know he's safe? You can't play. He should not play this year. That's what people are going to say.
Right.
Right.
You're paying this guy like 10, however many millions of dollars a year, and you're looking to win a Super Bowl. So it's like, what do you do? You know, it's like, it's a very, once the Twitter mobs get involved and like they're having more of a say than the doctors, then I think it's problematic. So that's what I would say. But we'll see. It'd be going to be interesting to hear from Tua. because I'd like to hear what I think everybody wants to hear what he has to say. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. And yeah. You saw what the coach said, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. It's an ongoing story. People are still outraged. Tua's obviously not going to die. I mean, he was laughing. He seems like he's in good spirits from what we've
heard. He doesn't have a broken neck.
So it's let's try to look at the bright side of this before we try to punish everybody involved, So
you know, the over-the-top outrage is always going to be there. They're just looking for something to be mad about and point fingers and, you know. And like I said, there's no way the NFL would have made him go out there or the Miami Dolphins because they know all the lawsuits that would have happened. Tua had to be on board, you know.
Right. Well, let me give you a little sidebar here.
Yeah.
Okay. This is very similar to a situation that we saw in AEW.
Matt Hardy
went through a table with Sammy Guevara, smacked his head on the cement, was obviously concussed, obviously messed up, couldn't stand up and everything.
Yeah,
wife said 1,000% he was concussed. But to this day, even after that, Tony Khan said he didn't suffer concussion, and Chris Jericho actually went on his podcast and said he didn't suffer concussion.
Right.
And now we're so it's like, you know, all right, who was the guy who put the concussion protocol? Bro, it's like, just, you know, at some point, it's like you can't really fault the people involved for, like, because here's the thing: a lot of athletes will say they'd rather get a concussion than get their knee blown out or their Achilles torn. You know, since it's like, we know like what can happen with concussions, you go down the line, you can suffer depression, everything. But they said a concussion, you can come back and play in a couple weeks. You know, your knee, your Achilles, bro.
Yeah,
but the bad thing is,
we've seen repeated concussions, whether it's Lala Zedo, whether it's Mongo McMichael, whether it's, you know, all these people that, you know what I'm saying? Chris Benoit, Muhammad Ali, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a serious thing that, you know, it adds up. How many has he had in college? How many did he have in high school? Yeah. How many has he had that he never said anything about?
Plus, too, there's like we know about CTE. We know about the, like what you said about, you know, things that can happen to people. And then, bro, there's like other sports too that are kind of getting like a lot of flack. Being archaic in their thinking, like in the NHL.
Right.
You know, guys are doing headhunting out there and they're getting like, you know, 5 games.
Right.
You know, and it's like you're saying, wait a second. That's the guy tried to take his head off and going 20 miles an hour on the ice and you're elbowing a guy in the head. It's like, and the guy's out cold and it's like 5 games. You try to, that's assault. You know, so it's like, you know, that's like criminal action that you guys just did. So it's like, yeah, the sports does have a lot of ways to catch up. And, you know, like I said, in wrestling, too, it's like you don't see a lot of guys putting their heads up, protecting themselves on head kicks and forearms and stuff for things. So it's like we do have a lot of
guys landing on their head constantly.
Right. And it's like, you know,
that's going to add up, bro.
You can look at the
not only does it add up as far as concussions, it adds up as far as neck injuries.
Right.
Back in, it's all adds up, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah. If you want to comment on it, send your questions to the mailbags at K100. What is it?
K100questions@gmail.com.
Yeah. So thank you for supporting the show. It's been very successful. If you got any thoughts on this, send them to the mailbag. This has been K100 Talks. Boom.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.